Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of Stern Verified Podcast. We've got a great one today. I'm really excited for this. Today, coming to the show, we have two special guests, not just one. We got two for one. It's going to be a great one here. We got B. Quinny and Toki Doki in the building. Welcome, y'all. What's up?
What's good, man? How are you?
Hi.
You're fantastic today, man. I'm excited for this one. I'm glad you guys wanted to come on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you guys for coming on. Screens here for those watching us live and for YouTube. Yeah, so another episode of Surrender 5 here. Appreciate you guys coming through. I'm really excited for this because I want to hear about a few of our topics here. One of them I'm really interested in is Twitch Rivals, but we'll get to that later in the show. So to open up, shout out to Beats by Byron. He produces the music for our show. I'm really glad he worked with us and helped us out there. Really big time. And shout out to our guests today for you guys coming through and this great call we're going to have. So I know you guys said there might be some nerves, but no worry for nerves. We're going to be good here. We always have fun on this show. B. Quinny's been here before, right, B. Quinny?
Oh, yeah. I remember being here last time.
Oh, yeah. I hope you remember. It was a great time. I remember it. Always a good time, man. Appreciate you. Such a cool dude. Love watching your streams. Love interacting on Twitter. Love watching you stream, man. Like, you guys have such good play, good gameplay, and like good vibes. You always got a good music going, stuff like that. Like, where did you get the inspiration, real quick, just to, like, get the vibe for your stream?
Well, I guess I've always been more chill, laid back, relaxed, and I wasn't always as vocal, so I'm just always vibing. I always have rap music in the background, just like not like hardcore rap, more like chill, soft, rhyming, scheming, all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just think it provides a nice chill vibe for people to come in and everything.
You're definitely right about that. Yes, early on, quick shout out to B. Quinny, you guys. Definitely go check his stream out. So, yeah, let's hop into the show notes here. So we'll start with B. Quinny. We're going to mix it up this time because we had a different show notes when you were on the show last time. Let's start with this, B. Quinny. What was your first video game ever?
First video game ever. I want to say it was Pokemon. I want to say it was Red. I played that. I didn't really go through the whole thing because I was like really young. But
oh, that was your first game, period.
Yeah, that was my first game,
period. Oh, look at that. Okay, okay.
I didn't pick up on Pokemon until, what was it, Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, but I started transitioning into, like, The Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, like, that was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Wind Waker.
Princess, all that. So, Zelda was definitely the majority of my childhood, and then, yeah, getting into Pokemon from there. I was a huge Nintendo kid.
No doubt. I didn't realize that last time, because before I believe I asked like what Pokemon game you started with, but I didn't realize that was your first game in general. That's pretty cool, man. Hell yeah, love to hear that. Hey, Toki, what about you? What was your first video game ever that you first played? Your first memory?
My first memory of playing any sort of video game has to be on the 64, Legend of Zelda: Ooh, Ocarina classic. Of Time.
Okay, yeah. Ocarina of Time. Yeah, a lot of people love that game. A lot of people.
I remember, like, I would play where my mom would leave off. My mom was a huge Nintendo nerd as well. So, like, I ended up getting into it. And the only thing I really remember was, like, the Castle Yard and the Redeads. So, that was, like, a really big part of my childhood.
Yeah, man, Ocarina of Time. A lot of the Zelda fans I know, they're, like, diehard fans and say, like, that's the best one. My favorite was Wind Waker, but I'm not here to like split hairs and decipher and, you know, say which other game's the best. We all love
that. Nah, yeah. If you post something on Twitter supporting Wind Waker, I'm with you 100%. I'm retweeting, I'm liking everything.
Oh, okay. Hey, free clout, let's go. Okay. All right. When I'm having a slow day, I know it's a tweet. Let's do it, man. Heck yeah. Yo. My first game I remember, it was this game called like Streets of Rage. At the moment, I don't remember the full story, but like there's three characters you could pick from, and like each character had a different quote unquote ability or weapon because they're like fighting in the street. So like one guy has a bat. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of goofy like that. They're wearing like jean jackets and like it's like a side scrolling 2D game from like the 90s.
I feel like I've played that before. Now that Streets of Rage,
right?
Yeah.
And this one I don't remember, but I'll look it up after. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. I haven't seen that game in a while. They probably made newer versions of it, but that was my first memory playing that game. It was pretty cool. I was like in like I think first grade or second grade or something. Because you know what? Now Tokyo said it, but her mom, I picked up the controller because my dad had left it down. He left to go do something. And I started playing it, and he came back inside. He's like, what are you doing playing my game? That's kind of funny. But left the controller, dude. Shouldn't have left it. Good times, good memories. I heard how B. Quinney got into Pokemon. Toki, what about you? How did you discover the world of Pokemon?
So I got my first DS around the age of 7. It was like a little birthday gift. And I remember I had gotten Pokemon, I believe, I'm thinking it was Pokemon Platinum was the first one that I like actually played. I remember that I got really head deep during Black and White, during that period of time is when I started getting into competitive. And I was very young, but I did a lot of little local tournaments that we had at the school and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'd say Platinum was like my main head start for Pokemon.
Yeah. No, I believe that because I used to watch the Pokemon World tournaments with my kids. My daughter, she loved watching the VGC Junior bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought it was cool. Like, I never got into that young into the competitive. So I thought it was pretty cool to see like little kids in elementary school and middle school like at these big grand stages battling Pokemon. Like prize pools, like that's so awesome.
It's cool. Yeah, it's crazy how much you learn even from being so young,
right about that, bro.
I've seen some young kids be like the best mobile players.
For real.
Yo, I believe it, man. For real, I really believe that.
It's like they just have the reaction time and everything. It's insane.
Yeah, like insane reaction time, like getting the mechanics down probably better like day by day because they're young. So they're just like growing into it and like muscle memory. Oh, man. That sounds crazy. So, I wanted to transition from how you guys got into Pokemon to into streaming. So, B. Quinney, let's go back to you. When was your first live stream, your first ever stream?
First ever stream.
Oh,
I want to say.
I apologize.
Yeah.
He's got a raid on Twitch. Look at that. I'm a professional podcaster. I didn't take off the sound alerts, but let's go. What up, Jimmy and Tony? But you know what? Let's throw a little hype for the podcast episode. Let's go. All right. Hey, welcome in, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this recording of Surrender at 5 podcast episode 32. Yeah, hi, I'm Mike. Welcome to podcast. This is the first one ever. I created something brand new. It's gonna make a bunch of money. Watch out. But thank you for joining us, guys. We were asking B. Quinney about when was his first live stream ever.
So first live stream ever was right after senior year of high school, so 2020.
Okay.
I think the first game I streamed was Cuphead. Cuphead was absolutely one of my favorite games to play.
Nice.
I tried speedrunning it and everything, but I started transitioning to like Rocket League and then into more. I played Wizard 101, I went into DVD, and then I went into Pokemon Unite mainly. So that's how we got here.
Okay.
But my biggest supporters and everything were my brother, my family. They helped me get affiliate really fast, like within a week.
Hell yeah. Okay. So, that's sick, man. The family, like real life, IRL, helping out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I talked to a lot of streamers and IRL, they don't get a lot of support. So that's awesome, man. Cherish that.
Yeah. Did a little advertising on the Snapchat, Instagram story, you know, like try to get friends to follow you, all that. Yeah. But I'm thankful for every one of them. And Now we're here on our way to partner, hopefully soon.
Yo, but, oh, most definitely. I see that coming. I feel it for you, man. I think you got it.
Thank you.
You're having great streams and just watching your audience grow just continually day by day. I think it's a beautiful thing, man, for real. I think you're on to something great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then, boom, when you get to partner, you can just be like, yo, it all started from Cuphead, man. You know? From Cuphead to here. I love hearing people's arc and their story, origin story, and where they are currently and then where they're going. So I'm here for the ride, man. Definitely appreciate that. So Toki, what about you? When was your first live stream?
From what I remember, mine actually started when Pokemon Unite started.
Okay, okay.
So I want to say I'm not good with dates, but I want to say around 2021, right? Was when this game came out.
You're confused. I need an exact date. I need the time. I need to know.
Oh.
What? No, skim.
I was like, oh. But I remember I had started off playing Unite with like Black CH, Espo, Buckets, and all of them. And yeah, I was friends with a couple of people from the Unite scene. And I started streaming. And they helped me get to affiliate also. Fairly quickly, I got there. Like I think it was under a week, or within a week. Then I got Quinny B. I know.
I'm making a new account right now.
He's got me beat though. But
about to get a Twitch Smurf.
Oh no, dude! Leave me alone.
Yeah. Oh,
but
shit.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. You started around Unite time. Heck yeah! Oh, love to hear that.
Yeah.
No, it's cool to hear. People's stories about when they started. I started a while ago, back in like 2016. But like I was streaming Hearthstone back then, a card game. And then I switched to Fortnite for a great while. Then went back to Hearthstone, random Pokemon games. I tried to stream was that Sun and Moon or Sun and Moon 2? What's it called? Ultra Moon? Ultra Moon, yeah. I tried to get the hold on, let me calm myself down because I'm getting mad. I had the freaking capture card and the cord and all the things to do it. And then, like, everything would work on my side. I could see it. But then on the screen, it was black. I could never figure it out for, like, a year and a half. And I was so mad. So I went back to Hearthstone. And then when Pokemon Unite came out, I was like, I heard about it, like, 6 months prior. So when I seen that, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, yep. I was like, when that comes out, that's all I'm doing. And here I am. Damn. But yeah, it's a good time. Definitely enjoy it.
I like the Hearthstone streams. I know you. I think I told you I used to play a little Hearthstone.
Yeah, that's right.
I streamed like one or two times of it, but I couldn't like fully get into it. Like, not trying to like strive for the top rank. I think it was rank one, right?
Yeah, rank one legend. Yeah. In their game.
Yeah, rank one legend.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like. When I was doing that, I think where I kind of fell out was being too deep into too many communities, because then I'm like listening to a lot of different opinions and then trying to figure out whose opinion I should take. And then now I'm taking on their opinions, and then everything was about, how can I word this without sounding stupid? It became too much everything that's not about the game instead of just the game. And it got toxic and negative. Kind of sometimes what you'll see in any video game community. Like, I'm not trying to walk around Unite. It's not just Unite. It's every community.
Yeah.
So then once I got out of those communities and left a lot of the Discords and just stayed in two, and then I took like a month off, came back, started playing, I actually remembered. I was like, I actually love this game. It's pretty freaking awesome. But I think my problem was like being too deep in all these Discords and communities and toxic stuff like that. So I tried to remember that with Unite. And it's like, you know what? Once in a while, I play standard to kind of like refresh the fun tank, as I call it. Cause like, you don't always got to play ranked. Like, you can play other modes too. The game is fun. So I hear you guys on that.
Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is I just don't want to go against bots.
You know what?
But yeah. That's me.
I totally understand that. You're right about that.
I don't know. I think I have fun on standards regardless of bots or not, because it is the aspect of just refreshing. But it's also like, I am tired of Mewtwo, so I try not to like
Oh man.
I don't know. I try to steer clear of ranked.
I think I'm going to be doing that today and tomorrow and the next few days. I was like, I like to collect those green ribbons. Even if I'm not great at the Pokemon. But I got 23 right now. And my next two up are Greninja and Lucario. And I was like, I think I want to run some standards and just get my green ribbons and vibe out some music. Do the Bequeenie, you know what I'm saying? Get that Bequeenie vibe. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, you know what? Curveball, random topic. Do you guys collect green ribbons, blue ribbons, gold ribbons? You guys probably got a couple
of
ribbons.
Oh, brother, oh, yeah. This guy over here.
Oh, okay, hold on. All right, go ahead, Quinny.
All right, not to brag, not to boast about any of this.
No, please brag and boast.
So, my battle point booster, first off, is like 300 days right now. So, that's not going anywhere. I have doubled the points for a good year.
Would you win a lottery?
I have, yeah, pretty much. No, I just spent all my tickets on a battle point booster.
Yeah, you were stacking tickets all winter, like a chipmunk.
Oh, yeah.
Greeting.
But,
all in, okay.
Yeah, I've got the gold badge Dodrio, Lucario, Scyther, ooh, Azumarill, and shoot, what's my last one?
Damn.
There's some. Oh, I know I'm missing one.
I don't know why you're asking me. Like I know.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking myself.
You do have a
damn
lot of.
Damn, you got four right golds.
Five golds.
Five. Oh, damn. My bad.
What's my fifth one? It's sword. Sorry, I forgot about sword. I haven't played him in forever.
Oh, Aegis Slash.
Yeah, yeah, Aegis Slash.
Sorry, I was thinking Zacian.
Yeah, I've got the that's blue badge cool. Zacian, Buzzwole, Zorark.
God.
Oh, that Zorark. And good lord.
And Leafeon, and then a couple green badges. But yeah.
Dang, so. Maybe I should stop collecting green badges and try to go for something higher. I got a blue one. Hey, actually, my Cinderace is pretty close to gold. I got to get a gold. Let's go for that.
You know, got to get the gold Cinderace.
Yeah, forget the green ribbons, man. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, okay. If I get one gold badge, I'll be relevant. There we go. All right. That's my lesson for today. All right, Toki, what about you?
What's
your badge collection looking like?
I just have green badges.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Also, dedication.
So, a lot of my green badges are like pink. So, I have a green badge on Mew, Espeon, Blissey, Sylveon, Lapras, Goodra. I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah, it's a good collection.
Yeah, I just have a couple. Because, like, what I like to do when I play the game is I lab a lot. So I'll be in the lab, and then sometimes if I'm playing the games, I can't stick to, like, one Pokemon.
Right.
So it's, like, it's hard for me to even collect badges in the first place unless, like, I to create, like, a fascination with them. Like, okay. For example, Lapras right now is, like, my object of fixation because of the skin.
So. Oh, that... That flowy skin with the... Yo, that thing is beautiful.
Yes, it is so beautiful.
Like, that is beautiful. Who thought of that? Because whoever that is should, like... No. Whoever thought of those fast food skins needs to go. That person needs to go. Not needs to get blacklisted. Never get hired in an industry again.
I think...
But the one who made that Lapras skin...
Espeon goes hard.
Oh, the Espeon one. Yo.
The McDonald's skins were my idea. I'm sorry.
No, goddamn, Quinny, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those things are hilarious. Jesus. I don't, like, reading the comics, seeing that they wanted to make, like, costumes for their race. Like, I don't understand that outfit. Like, what's with the hat and the jersey? I don't know. The visor. But anyway, it's all good. I agree. That Espeon skin is pretty sick. You're right about that. That one is, like, one of the top three. Has anyone ever done a tier for, Pokemon Unite Hollowares? Have you ever seen that?
I have not, but now that you say that, I'm interested in making one.
I'd love to watch it. I'll recap it. I think that'd be cool. I don't think I've ever seen a tier list. They're always fighting over, like, whoever's the strongest or busted. But what about the Hollowares, man?
That's what I'm saying. That's like the best part about the game is just dressing up, being able to customize. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, customize, make it look unique. Wish they had more options.
I know, me too. I was telling Quiddy about this because me and him had like this whole conversation about the battle pass. I was like, Quiddy, you need more clothes on your characters. And he's like, I don't buy the battle pass.
No, my Dodrio will stay naked forever.
That's crazy. Oh, I love it.
That is too funny. Yeah, man, like, I wish... All right, Espeon has a beautiful Hollowear. Lapras, you know, characters like that. Gardevoir, good lord. But, like, when I look at Goodra, like, its Hollowear collection is as gross and ugly as that goo that drops off it. Like, it's so sad. Man. It has two fashion outfits and a red jacket. Like, come on, man.
No. You can't diss the toothpaste drip like that. It's cute. You got the little Colgate stream behind you. And then, like, I really like the purple visor because it looks like it has pigtails. I don't know. I think it looks cute. It obviously needs better outfit choices. And the choices don't match the color palette of Pokemon. But I just think it's cute. The little tuxedo outfit and everything.
All right. It don't look that bad. I'm just mad that there's not more options.
No, I agree. I'm upset, too. Especially, like, with Umbreon as well.
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that? Little weird, I don't know, that the Umbreon outfits, I don't like them at all.
Yeah. Looking that good. The hat's kind of funky. The dress is cute, but like the hat's a little weird.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Which characters? Is it Blastoise? One of these characters have like 8 skins or something like that. It's crazy.
I forget what. Yeah, that. Snorlax has like 3 recolors.
Yeah.
And so does Pikachu.
Yo, freaking Snorlax mob boss like bodying somebody like, yo, give me 9 skins or else. Like, damn, man. He really has so many skins. It's crazy.
Save some for the rest of the cast.
Like, spread them out, for real. Like, who gets to make that decision? These are the questions that matter. Damn it, man.
I might be biased, but besides the visors, I think Sword has the best skins.
No,
I don't. Oh, that cape? Yo, that cape with the Aegislash? Oh, my God, man. Oh, yeah. That the is cape crazy. Is who thought of that? That person should be paid handsomely. They should get their own staff. Do it up, man. I forgot about that. Good call.
Did get a new skin as well, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. The king with one. The
royal. That, okay, I actually really like that one. I wanted that one as well.
That, and I have the floaties. The floaties go hard, dude. Not gonna lie.
The floaties, yeah.
Hey, real quick, from Twitch chat, Gym Leader Tony had a good comment about the Dragonite boxing skin. That skin and animation is sick. Why is that on a Dragonite? Why is that like on Machamp as a fighting type? I don't know if I agree with that.
I think it's just because of, like, I don't know, I guess the outrage or something. He needed something. Dragonite has, like, 2 other $40 skins, so I don't know if he needed a battle pass.
Thank you.
When Machamp is right there, yeah. Thank you.
Yep. They'd be catering to their favorites, man. Oh, it's nice. I think what makes me mad is, like, how clean it is, the animations, like that one. The new Zacian one.
Yeah.
How come every character, bare minimum, doesn't have at least one like legendary skin?
Yeah. Like,
come on, make it fair.
We really need some for the supports as well.
Shout out to the supports. I tried. I played Blissey for a little while, but yeah, I really play supports. So shout out to y'all, man. No doubt.
Hard role. It's tiring. I mean, a really cute LD skin or something. Like, give me something.
I mean, you got the Guardian style mime skin.
That is ugly. Please never bring that up again.
So, Toki, is your main class? Is that one of your more played classes in Unite? Supporter?
So, for me right now, since I'm on Nature's Madness for UFF, I'm the top laner. So, that's something that I'm learning. But my tournament experience goes into bot lane attacker and into support.
Got you. Okay.
She also has a nasty defender.
I do also play tanks, yeah.
Ooh, hell
so
yeah.
So I'm like an all-round flex player, but just don't put me in the jungle.
Okay, no, I feel you on that, yeah. I thoroughly enjoy playing jungle. I always find it difficult when there's people that you play with that are kind of newer. Not to the game, but to you playing together. So sometimes there are people, like, if they don't understand the jungle rotation, they'll freak out because their lane's getting attacked, but it's going to happen. So when I talk to some folks, they're just like, I'm a jungler, and I ask them what their mindset is on it. They thoroughly enjoy, like, that jungle rotation, and they come in to gank the lane and save it. But then there's some folks who are just like, nah, I'll do everything but the jungle. I'm good. Sometimes yeah. I feel that, like, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to play jungle today. Someone else do it. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. What I like to do is I just like to take first rotation, go gank the lane, win the lane, score, and then just leave it. And then, because the other lane's going to get mad at you because they're randoms, right?
Yeah.
Because you didn't gank their lane, so they're going to go take your jungle anyways, and you're free to do whatever you want.
Oh, you're saying take first rotation, gank bottom lane, and then go straight top?
Yeah, it's easier on a character like Dodrio, so you can just move around the map.
Oh, okay. Look at that. In-depth coaching from B. Quinn. Appreciate that. That's a good tip.
That's so many key tips.
Beautiful right there, man. Not too many tips for free, y'all, okay? Not too many tips for free. Hit him up on Fiverr. Help him out. Let's
go. Yeah, my Metafy link coming soon.
Oh, yeah, coming soon. Definitely. The show. The path you're on. The path you're both on. So, hey, good transition. I want to bring up this topic I've been waiting for right here. Let me get this stream deck ready. Hold up. Yes, sir. So, thank you, everybody, for checking out Surrender at 5 podcast, episode 32. We got B. Quinny and Toki in the building. Most recently, we're featured on Twitch Rivals for Pokemon Unite. Congratulations to both of y'all for that. That's awesome right there. Seriously, big congrats.
Thank you.
I want to ask you guys.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch, man. It was a one-day tournament. That was so cool for me, like, as the viewer, the consumer, the experience, like, checking out. I'm sorry, I'm just stuttering because you guys are superstars and you're my presence here. Watching it all in one day was just so cool. And, like, I know a lot of tournaments are, like, 2 days, rarely 3 days. But being able to see it all, there's just a lot of hype. And I was working, getting out of work, got home. And during all that, I just so happened to hop into the chat, and there was a code. I seen everybody spamming it. I didn't know what it was for, so I copied, pasted. I copied Kestastic because I saw her in chat, and I pasted this code. And then not 5 minutes later, I get a DM from TJ Sanders, who used to be a Hearthstone caster, who still is. He's the man. Shout out to him. He works for Twitch. He DMs me and he's like, yo, you just won $25 from Samsung. I was like, what the hell? Ain't no way. Crazy. So
that's sick.
It was pretty sick to watch you guys, who I was rooting for, and win some money. So I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't even front. I mean, for real, I won $25 from Samsung. $25, baby. I was like, this is one of the best things ever. So yeah, let's talk about it. How'd you guys get involved? How'd you get into it?
Well, I'll let Haru talk about this because she technically dragged me into it.
Yeah, I did. So, I'm a part of UFF, I work closely with, like, Crunchus and Squirtle and a lot of other associates. Yes. And, well, she asked me to, like, if me and Quinny wanted to be a part of it. Well, she didn't tell me what it was first, but she told me, she was like, hey, like, are you and Quinny free on this certain day? And I was like, yeah, I don't think I have anything going on. Let me go ask Quinny. So I asked Quinny, and he's like, what's this for? And I'm like, Nenya, just hurry up and answer the question. So he tells me. He's like, I think I'm free. Yeah. So I went and I go to Crunchy, and she put us in this, like, this big group chat. And I see Skull that's in there and Squirtle's in there. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, surprise, we're part of Twitch Rivals, yay.
Oh, that's pretty
sick.
It was
just up from there was such a thrill. Like, it was such an experience to be had, like, even just hanging out with, like, Scalded and Crunchy and Squirtle and Quinny, like, the vibes were just off the charts. It was such a good time.
Oh, no doubt. It felt like it, man. You guys were having a great old time. Go ahead, Quinny.
But yeah, did you want me to just, like, talk about, I guess, my experience with Twitch Rivals?
Yeah, go for it.
So, it was definitely a lot of fun. I didn't realize how nervous I was going to get until that first game. Like, I definitely didn't play to my best ability, but I was still very nervous. But Scolded said something. He was like, if you just talk with, like, a calm, like, relaxed manner, relaxed voice, sorry, it kind of, like, tricks your body into, like, calming down, and then you won't feel as hyper, and you won't start getting nervous or getting anxiety about it. So that helped a lot. And I was able to go into the tournament, like, just chill, having fun, and then, yeah, just, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's some pretty good tips from Scolded, man. Yeah, seeing you guys on the same team, I was like, oh, this is going to be some, like, excitement right here, some electricity. Watching you guys play together and body some people up, that was pretty cool. Have you played with Scolded before this Twitch Rivals tournament?
I haven't. I just remember the first time I met Scolded, I somehow ran into him like 7 games in a row, and it was all against each other.
Oh, snap.
But
that's crazy.
I definitely Q-sniped him 1 or 2 times. Like, just not like stream snipe. Not stream snipe, just Q-snipe.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
For the meme.
When I came across him, it was before the Absol buff, when it was crazy, that cycle cut thing. We had queued together, and I didn't know who he was yet, and I was playing Absol in jungle, and then he came to the stream after, and he said, GG's, great game, you played awesome, and all this other stuff. And I was like, thanks, and then researched it after, and I was like, oh, snap, what the hell? I was like, this dude's actually one of them guys out there making content, this, that, and the third, yada, yada, you know what I'm saying? So it was pretty cool to play with him. I haven't played against him 7 times in a row. That sounds like like the grudge match right there. That sounds like a slugger match right there. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, so when it comes to Twitch Rivals, you guys finished 3rd. So what did you guys, if you can talk about it, what was your goal when it came into, like, strategies, making your teams going into the matches? Did you guys have a team comp you wanted to go for? Was there a certain strategy? Was it, like, picking the moment kind of thing?
So for me personally in top lane, there's just like 3 meta picks that you can only pick at the moment, which is like Lapras, Zacian, and Buzzwole.
Right.
but so I was kind of locked to those 3 picks, and I kind of wanted to sneak a Dodrio game in there, but yeah.
That would be awesome.
But that on mobile, I haven't gotten it down yet.
That's right, you were on mobile.
Was everybody
everybody mobile?
Everybody.
Okay. Yeah, we were all on mobile.
Got it, okay.
But when it came to jungle picks, it was mostly just a counter pick. So that's how I usually at school did last. So what about your picks, Haru?
Oh, thank you, Quinny.
Yeah.
We mostly had our compositions built around Quinny and Scolded, because those were 2 prio carries. We tried to make sure that Crunchy had A9 most of the time.
Yeah.
Because she really enjoyed A9. We were like, you're an A9 Joe. Enjoy it.
And A9's really strong.
She got a couple of Pikachu games in, so she was really excited about that. It was just, it was cute. But I say for me as support, I really wanted to play LD, but as a support player, you could really only play like 4 main picks right now, which is like Hoopa, Clef, Blissey, and Comfy. So
right.
I think like the biggest thing for me was like just waiting on calls to see like their comp as well. Like if they had a dive comp, then we're gonna go Clef or the Gravity. If they have like a comp where Blissey is like useful, like where we take away the Umbreon so he doesn't take the shields, then we do Blissey also for secure and stuff like that. So I'd say most of our comp building was just counter comp picks.
So you said everyone was a mobile. Me, I'm kind of slow catching up to things, obviously, because shout out to Twitch and Samsung, won $25. Did you guys all get free phones to partake in the event?
Yes.
They weren't given to us, but they were using it, the Samsung phones, as like an even playing field, so that, because not everyone has Switches. And right, I don't want to be that guy, but I would not like to play against Overlord on a Nintendo Switch. So
facts.
The phones were just like even playing fields. They also provided us with like Elgatos just in case we needed anything else. So like when they sent us like the package, it was just like they made sure we were prepared.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, I was like, wait a second. Everybody get a free phone? Is it a rental? Did you got to run down to T-Mobile and get like a 3-day holdover or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Verizon still got my phone.
Yeah, they shipped it directly to us in like a waterproof case and everything. Like,
oh, dude. And the phones not having cases was so scary for me, especially because I have like really shaky hands. So like holding the phone and I'm sitting in my bed and I'm streaming because like my desk setup wasn't ready at all. And it was just kind of like I had to really just go on the ball. So I was holding the phone and I was like shaking and I was like, this is not good because if I drop the phone.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's the last thing you want to do. Drop this phone. Oh, no. The screen cracked. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Last thing we want to do. So did you guys have a favorite match during Twitch Rivals, like a favorite memory? I know it's a little bit ago.
I have to say any of my matches where I got to play like Koopa were probably the highlight. The games where I got to play Koopa and Blissey were my highlights, except for this one match where I picked the wrong moveset. We almost won still.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I hate that feeling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all do it. Yep.
It's all good. You still played well with it, though.
Yeah, thank you. I needed that. I was like, I picked the soft-boiled and helping hand, and I was like, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah, be like that. Go ahead, Quinny.
Yeah, I was pretty much stuck in Zacian, Jim. That was fun.
He's like the whole day, just the experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my whole experience. Zacian. And now I have a blue badge Zacian. So here we are now.
Hell yeah, good stuff, yo. Yeah, you guys, I think, did an awesome job. Congrats to you for being a part of Twitch Rivals, for real. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching and just cheering everybody on. It's so appreciated.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think I saw your tweet from, I think someone retweeting it or commenting on it. Or maybe you had an organic tweet and it was in my For You section. I'm not sure. One of those options. When Toki was talking about smaller size streamers. I'm forgetting the exact tweet, but that one before the event had started. Because when I saw it, I was like, I vibe with this. I was like, people of smaller size should get attention because that's how big streamers become big. When people use that scale, we're talking about obviously viewership numbers and all that, but not like the quality of their character, because there are great talents that don't have gigantic viewership just yet. So when I saw that, I was like, this is cool. Liking the tweet, following, let's go. And then boom, you're on a team with B. Quinny. You guys are actually friends. So I was like, it just goes to show, like, when you follow people with good energy, you end up finding more. So shout out to you guys for being cool people, man.
Thank you. Thank you for being cool, too. What?
I told you he was cool.
Yeah, you're
right. If I got the B. Quinny co-sign, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
We out there. We out here.
I still won't forget what Mike said that one day to me when you first met me.
Oh, yeah, he was playing Eminem. I was like, hey, B. Quinny. I was like, yo, my favorite white boy. My favorite white boy. Let's go.
He's my favorite white boy, too.
See? It's not just me.
Thank you. I love you all.
Too funny. Yo, so now that Twitch Rivals is over, it's the off season. I think professional season starts like maybe February ish. So We got Toki here, part of UFF. B. Quinny, pro on the rise. Wanna ask you guys, let's go with B. Quinny first. What are your future plans with your stream and Pokemon Unite?
So I think my decision is made, and I want to stick with Pokemon Unite. I want to strive for Worlds next year. 100%.
Hell yeah.
I want to work really hard, start watching more videos, more pro plays, everything. Just like start analyzing everything. Get macros, micros down. But I'm on a team currently now with Worst Generation.
Oh, congratulations. Love that. Okay.
Thank you. So, we're going to see how that goes. I have really high hopes. And, yeah, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to keep training.
Hell yeah, man. I'm excited for you. That sounds cool. Like, knowing how good you already are, like, now you're just going to double down and get even better. Like, this is going to be cool to see.
And hopefully Zacian gets nerfed so I can actually play a proper top laner.
Yo, Timmy Studios, nerf that Zacian, man. How about B. Quinny? Let's even the battlefield.
Please. Please.
All right, Toki, what about you? What are your future plans with your stream and Pokemon Unite?
I would like to be able to stream a little more consistently, as you can see now. I get really nervous sometimes and I don't really stream that much, but I want to try and focus on content creation. So I want to do a little bit more of just like Pokemon Scarlet and Violet and like participate in like VGC as well as Unite.
Yeah.
But I also, since I am part of UFF, I want to be sure that I have all my girls on my back and we make it to Worlds, because I really, from where I started, I really just want to see my family eat with me. Like, I want us right. to go. I really want everyone that I know to like just make it. Especially like, you know, I really want to see women on that stage. I saw Katie on that stage and it was such an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing a couple of more women from EU, and it was like, I want to be on that stage. I want to be inspiring other female Unite players. So
what I want to see is Grand Finals at Worlds, Worst Generation versus UFF.
That's all.
Oh, there we go. Now that's a ticket.
Me and B. Quinny top lane.
That's a ticket.
Nozation.
So, yeah, Quinny mentioned he was on his team and the team name. So you were on UFF. Do you want to give the folks at home listening the rundown on who's on the team and the organization ran by Crunches? Shout out to Crunches.
Yes. So I am part of Unite Femme Fatales. We have a sister team and my team. My team is called Nature's Madness. We have me, which is the top laner and the captain. Our jungler is Gray. She is also our co-captain. We have KCEO as our bot lane attacker. Our tank is Jade or Mac. And then our support is Sherry. And then for our fill, it's Lemons, Pokey Lemons, which she is just lovely and amazing. I love all my teammates, but that is the core that we're working with.
Nice, love to hear that. Shout out to KCEO. She's a friend of the stream, and we played together before. Great player. Love playing with KCEO.
Yes, they're all lovely.
And my man, B. Quinny, who are your teammates on your team?
We got... So far, we're still doing support tryouts, so we're just support or defender, I think. But it's me, Chunks, aka Riz Kage. there's Marksman, and then we got Dusk.
Hell yeah, shout out Dusk. Hey, didn't we queue against you guys the other night? You smoked us? Oh no, Dusk and Nintendo.
No. I think you guys beat us the other night, honestly.
Oh. Okay.
I think it was me. Yeah, I think it was our team.
Yeah, you were with Dusk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dusk definitely got revenge, because I believe a few games later, or a day later, whatever, they were with Nintendo Dilly and completely rolled through us. I was like, what the hell's going on right now? It's like 3 in the morning. You know how it'd be.
Dusk is such a good player. Shout out to Dusk. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, shout out to Dusk. I just want to say, I got no beef, I got no grudge, I got no nothing, but I got one word. Mewtwo.
Oh, Mewtwo. Yes.
That's what that match was decided on. I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. No, ever since last week started, when I got it, I was like, I'm going to do it now because I had to wait. And then I finally got it. And now I understand. Yesterday was actually the first day. But before I say it, no, I definitely agree with the point. Definitely Mewtwo. But yesterday was the first day I played with non-Mewtwo characters fighting against Mewtwo Y. And I didn't realize like how much he actually smokes you. Because fighting against Mewtwo with Mewtwo, I guess it didn't really hit me. But like me playing as Slowbro, you know what I'm saying? Gudra, full HP build, a lot of defense, cookie, potion, the built-in abilities, come on. And he's blowing me up in three hits? I'm like, what the hell is this thing? Like I know we all know it's crazy, but that was my first day of not playing it against it and playing defenders. And it just walks through me.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy hell, this is insane.
That Pokemon is just crazy. The kiting that it does, and then the Rapid Scarf, and pairing it with a Blissey as well that has Helping Hand. Like, that's the strategy people are doing nowadays, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's awful.
Man, I had a game, I didn't realize the level of evil that was happening. The Mew, the Mew with the coaching, and the Blissey Helping Hand. And they were like tripling my attack speed and an X attack. I didn't realize. And then like the game I finished, I had like 195,000 damage, and I was like, "This will never happen again." I was like, "Oh no, no!" I was like, "Put this dark magic away. This is not okay."
I've seen a Mewtwo. I've seen Squirtle do this, where like, you know how on Cinderace you throw an auto and then you have to stutter step.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mewtwo was like not stutter stepping at all, and he was just shooting out beams.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's broken.
Yeah, after a week, I'm just kind of like, all right, the purple dodgeballs game is over. It's not fun. Let's just stop. But I saw potentially a nerf is coming. That would be pretty sweet. Hopefully a weakening of these characters, an adjustment. Not sure how much the adjustment
to their abilities.
Yeah. Minus one to attack.
Minus one. I mean, I believe it. They gave us 20 gold a day and 50 tickets. So, you know, they're pretty stingy when it comes to numbers.
Oh, you could be right, man. For sure. I can't even afford Buzzwole, which is good. We're going to keep it that way.
No, no. You need to learn Buzzwole.
I don't want it.
Buzzwole's some good stuff, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, he's
I just
awesome.
Don't. It just looks funky. I don't know. I can't vibe with
funky.
It.
He looks funky.
I can't vibe with it.
I saw this on Twitter the other day. What is it? What's Buzzwole's like whole group called? Like Ultra all those Ultra Beasts. Yeah.
Ultra Beasts.
Do you guys prefer the Ultra Beasts or like the Scarlet and Violet ones?
Excuse me, sorry.
Are you
the Ultra Beast
to the Paradox Mons?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, what do you prefer?
Neither. None of them. I don't know.
I'll take the Ultra Beast.
The Ultra Beast?
Yeah.
The Ultra Beasts are kind of cute. I like Froamosa and then the Jellyfish one, the one that's based off of Manowar, but I don't know. I think the Violet Paradoxes were lazy, but that's just me. I don't know.
Oh, wait. I misunderstood the question. Are you talking about the Paradox Mons or like the four legendaries? I apologize.
Sorry, the Paradox Mons.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you prefer Ultra Beasts or Paradox Mons?
Okay. So like, you know what? I almost gave my answer away. I'm going to pick Ultra Beasts. Because I was going to say it's okay. Like the fake Tyranitar and fake Gardevoir. I'm already disrespecting them. So, yeah, let's go Ultra Beast.
Thank you. And we could agree on that.
Yeah. Because, like, there's, like, I don't know. I don't know why they did it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to defend them to my friend I'm trying to introduce Pokemon to. I'm like, I swear it's cool, but don't look at this particular set right here.
I mean, I do like the Scarlet ones, especially Walking Wake, the Suicune Paradox, and then the Raikou one that's coming out. I love my little Toys R Us giraffe. He's really
Oh my goodness. The long neck gang is here. I forgot.
He's so cute.
Giraffe rig. Executor, Alolan Executor. There's a whole bunch of long neck Pokemon coming out, bro.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But I love that name. The Toys R Us Giraffe. I don't know. It just, when I saw it, I was just like, I don't know about this. But I know after a while, it'll just become the norm. Like when they first showed Girafarig's evolution for, what is it? I forget how you say it.
Girafarig?
Yeah, that one. With the tails on the head and it's got like a hood or something.
Yeah.
When I first saw that, I was like, oh no, what is coming in this next set? A whole bunch of freaky new evolutions.
They're really interesting with what they did, but there's something. They're little guys, I guess.
Hey, before we wrap up, we have a new Scarlet DLC coming out. Are you guys checking that out?
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is so big. I'm so excited for Superior to come back into the meta and Milotic. My babies, my little snake babies are coming back. I'm so excited. Oh,
here we go. Okay.
Here we go.
I'm so excited. Don't get me started. No.
I like how we said here we go in two different manners.
I gotta go check out this list of characters that are coming back. Because that part I did forget, actually. I was just thinking of a DLC where it's like new areas to explore. But you're right, there's going to be a whole new section of characters coming to the game that haven't been in the game yet.
Yeah.
So Milotic and Superior. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only two being added. Nothing else.
No. Okay, well, to me, yeah, nothing else. Just those two.
How do you guys feel about the gimmick in this current expansion? In this current meta we're in? Of Pokemon, where it's like Terastalize. You can change it to any type. How do you feel about that? Scarlet and Violet.
I say Terastalization is... I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Mega mechanic that they made. I wish they would brought that back.
Yes, but sir.
I think Terra
Thank
is
you.
A lot better than the Z moves that they made in like Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. I really like the Terra mechanic because it also like makes Pokemon meta. Speaking of meta, you know, Superior, the Pokemon has the ability Contrary, where like it's going like Leaf Storm does -2, but with Superior Contrary does +2. So it changes. This changes the meta for Superior because you can Terra change your type, so now you're not weak to anything. And then you can do Terra Blast, so like fire or something. Then you're like, your superior is wiping the field. What is it gonna do? Who's gonna touch it? It's crazy.
Strategizing. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Shoot, I might just slide in. Hey, when you make that team, let me get that rental code so I can jump in. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You ain't.
I like playing Belly Drum Azu. Ooh, Belly Drum Azu.
Your Azu's not doing anything.
Yeah, my Belly Drum Azu, it's winning the whole thing. It's going to sweep your team.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Don't make me laugh.
I enjoyed VGC when I was playing. I always did rental teams from YouTubers. I need to get back into that. It was a lot of fun. I was picking up some wins. I was ranking up too. Got close to Masterclass.
Yeah, for rental sure. Teams.
But there's a clear wall.
I have an ice team I'm doing right now.
Ooh, oh, you already got teams made. I might need some rental codes. It's so easy. Just grab a code, hop online, push some buttons. Let's go.
Yeah, I got you.
Shout out to y'all who actually make teams. You know, I really appreciate y'all because I can't. It's not that I can't. I refuse to. And it's okay. We all know this. I know.
It is okay. It's really hard to like build the core and then build around the core. You got to think of like all the weaknesses, all the fill spots you need, and like, oh, it's too much. Yeah. I did it. My eyes.
There was a YouTube video I saw that like when you build your core, it was like there's three types you gotta have, and then your other three Pokemon have to like counter those weaknesses or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to watch it back.
No, I like that advice. No, that's for me. I was just like, I think it's because when I was younger, I failed miserably so many times. Except for one time I made a decent team. I think it was like in Black and White. But every other time, it was just miserable. I didn't do like EVs, IVs right. So I was like, you know what? there are just some things in life people can't do, and I need to accept this. So when I learned about rental teams, I was like, oh, someone can do it for me and I can just play it. I was like, this is freaking genius. And like, I can be good with someone else's team. It doesn't matter. Like, they're not battling for me. They created it, but we're getting past that. They're ghostwriters for rappers. They got millions, you know? It's all teamwork here, man. It's all teamwork.
We're the ghostwriters.
Exactly. BGT. You get it. Yep. Love it, man. So shout out to all everybody who makes teams and provides rental codes. Really is a great thing.
For sure.
I'm definitely the ghostwriter and the rapper.
Oh shit. My man Quinny. Yeah. Hey, once again, I want to appreciate you guys for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course, nice. And thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you once again for having us.
Hey, before we get out of here, we'll start with B. Quinny. Let the folks at home know, listening and watching, where they can find you and your content online.
So I'm mainly on Twitch. You can find me at B. Quinny with two N's and two Y's. Potential YouTube coming back, we'll see. But I also have social media. You can follow me on Twitter, B. Quinny, Instagram, B. Quinny. And... yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. And Toki, what about you? Can you let the folks at home know where they can find you and your content online?
Yes. So I am getting back into streaming. So my Twitch handle is Tokidoki. So now no E at the end of Toki. It's just with an I. But there's going to be... I also have a Twitter, which is also Tokidoki. As well, and then I'm looking to get into the space of TikTok and YouTube, so look out for that soon as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So yeah.
Very cool. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, she's gonna make me video edit everything.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're getting into the video format. You're gonna hire B. Quinny as the editor. I see.
I don't know about hiring.
Yeah, but... not gonna be a hire.
You see what I did there? I try to slide it in. Try to get some, you know, say B. Quinny. Try to get you on that Fiverr.
I know. That's how you tried. I shut it down.
She swatted that away. She said, "Get back." She said, "Listen, man, she's cool, but don't try that slickness, man. Hold up." Nah, man, appreciate y'all. Yeah. And lastly, you guys can follow me, Mike Lowry, on Twitter, on Twitch, YouTube, all the same. Shout out to Attica. Make sure you guys drop her some follows. She's been on a crazy grind. She achieved a Twitch partner. You know what I'm saying? Props to her. Big time movement. Drop her that follow on Twitter and Twitch. You guys can follow the show. We had to make a new Twitter. I'm not sure what happened to the other one. Maybe it was too cool and popular. I don't know. It just got erased. So I had to make a new one. It's a baby right now. It's got two followers. You know what I'm saying? We're nursing it. But we'll get there. YouTube is there. Got to take care of the baby. That's right. YouTube is still there, of course. Fridays, we upload videos. Check out the downloads. We're doing great, man. iTunes, Spotify. Even the whole 4 months we're off in hiatus, we're still getting downloads. So thank you to everybody who is supporting the show. We're off the air. Really cool. So, like every show ending, we got some outro music. We're going to cue in here. And when you guys see us online, make sure you surrender at 5. Yeah.